You mentioned you like the neighborhood and you support local businesses. Give us a couple of examples, maybe each of you, one or two examples of businesses you love to support here in Columbia City.
Well, I get my nails done at the Funny Little Nail Salon, Fashion Nails.
Right across the street.
Right across the street, right. Absolutely. I like the little toy store.
Mm-hmm. Retroactive Kids.
Retroactive Kids, is that amazing?
Yeah.
And during the cold, cold winter, across the street is a little children's clothing store. And I was able to get a hat and gloves for myself there.
Some people shop for their dogs there.
Really?
They buy kids' jerseys and put them
on their
body. Well, you know, we actually did do that. We got a sweater, not there, but we got a sweater to make a little snood for Audrey. Because, you know, they're desert dogs, so they have to wear their pajamas and raincoats. Yeah. We have gone to Gather.
Mm-hmm.
Love Green Eileen and the scents that Green Eileen has. There's, we go to the vet.
Yeah, the right Columbia City Vet. Mm-hmm. I like Empire Espresso, and they have a very nice vegan sandwich there. And
vegan panini, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's delicious. And I don't even particularly like tomatoes, and it has sun-dried tomatoes on it, and it's delicious. and Andalus is great. The Super Six, mm-hmm, doesn't have a lot of vegan options, but we like to have a coffee drink there every once in a while. We met one of the employees there outside PCC one day, and it's just really nice to support the people that you meet.
And Andalus is run by Carla, who's a Bernie fan.
Ties
you into your politics.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that probably about 80% of the people in Columbia City are Bernie fans.
Okay, that probably is a fair point. But if I read my Facebook feed today, Bernie and his attacks on Hillary are the reason we have Trump.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, no, the DNC is the reason why we have Trump.
Yeah.
The DNC did not support Bernie, even though he was the popular candidate.
Nor did the media.
Nor did the media, yeah.
And, you know, all of that we think those people are paid for, you know, or bought, I guess is what I really want to say. And it's a system, and, you know, I don't want to quibble and argue, but it feels to me, and it seemed at the time, that Bernie wasn't getting his due. And we had been honored to be at two Bernie events. And, yeah.
So we don't have Bernie, and we have Trump. And you had the Ides of Trump, so there were people in here with the opportunity to write postcards, mm-hmm, and mail them that day. You know, I never found out if they got a million cards.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to know, because who's going to tell us? I don't think that there are figures that the post office is going to give us. The White House certainly isn't going to tell us. So it's really anecdotal, you know, people saying how many they sent in. And we could probably go and find figures, but...
It's sort of moot at this point.
It is.
It was the event itself and the sense of, I'm doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had people who, prior to the event, wrote out what they wanted to say so they could put it on the card.
Mm-hmm. And anytime we have people in our home, we have a permanent station set up where people can write a postcard to a legislator. And we have, for many of them, we have pre-addressed stickers that they can just stick on their postcard. We have postage stamps. So it's all set to go. And we feel really strongly that participatory democracy, at whatever level you're able to participate, is really what's going to move us ahead of the place where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Hence your support for Nikita Oliver for mayor.
Yes.
You know, it's still very early, and there are a lot of people, but of the ones we know about, Nikita Oliver really cares about all the same things that we care about, enfranchising the disenfranchised, whoever they may be. building affordable housing, and not just the MFTE program, but making sure that everyone has an affordable place to live. And Black Lives Matter, of course.
Well, the unhoused population, and you know, any acronym group that you can think of. What I like about her also is that she's disinterested in taking corporate money.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, who knows? She's a very young woman, but she's out there, and she's saying the things that I, as an older person, Melissa maybe as a middle-aged person, can still support. And she walks the talk. You know, she's in schools. I mean, she's a teacher. She's at the airport using her attorney's skills.
At the airport using her attorney's skills behalf of immigrants.
Immigrants. Thank you.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, she's just at the airport using her attorney's
skills. She has a little booth set up, 5 cents.
Attorney skills. You know. No, I think it's gone up to 7 cents now. What I was impressed at the inaugural event, or at the kickoff event, was youth. The passion of the youth there, and her inclusion of youth, because it can't be done by old white farts any longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.